Lawrence Diggs is not your average citizen. If he seemed out of place here, he certainly wasn't for long, as the residents of this community of under 200 soon embraced his ideas to put the place on the map. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to the local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
As Richard Snanza explains, it all began when a man named Lawrence Diggs showed up in tiny Roslyn, South Dakota a couple of decades ago.
Lawrence had found this house on the internet, so he stopped in front of it, and as he was looking at it, a fellow neighbor came over and they talked for a little while.
Lawrence was living in California, but was looking to move to a small Midwestern town. That fact alone would make him stand out. Now, the fact that Lawrence was an African American sporting a large afro with plans to move to this small farming community. He told the neighbor he'd take the house. The reaction perhaps surprised him.
Before the neighbor left, he says, "Here are my truck keys in case you need to take something out to the dump or whatever the case might be. It's available to you." And Lawrence was very, very shocked.
The extreme hospitality to a stranger impressed Lawrence. He made this town of just under 200 his home. He then set about getting others to come here.
Lawrence is big on PR and that type of work, and he could see things were not really happening in town, and he says, "You need something to attract people here."
The proposed attraction was perhaps more unexpected than even Lawrence's arrival into town.
Different people had different ideas, but his idea was vinegar. While he was living in California, he had done work with vinegar, and as a matter of fact, has a book on vinegar.
The International Vinegar Museum was born.
We had the building. This used to be the high school gym. He came in and put up a few displays, a few boards here and there, and very, very slowly it started to build.
And build quite a following as well. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Roslyn, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.